WRCO Saturday Morning Sports brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering a 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. In hometown baseball yesterday, the Western section saw Argyle take on Wyota, while it was Wyota coming out the victor 5-2. In the Northern section, some games on Friday included Sauk Prairie in a high-scoring game, getting the win over Wisconsin Dells, edging them out 12-11. It was Black Earth over Middleton 5-3, and Ashton scored a 14-2 win over Mazamani. Today's schedule for hometown baseball in the Western section has Arena at Ridgeway, Schulzberg-Benton playing host to Belleville, Hollandale at Dodgeville, Verona hosting Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb, and Muscadet at Blanchardville. In the Northern section, it's Black Earth at Cross Plains, Ashton hosting Lodi, Middleton is at Reedsburg, and Mazamani host Casanova. Tomorrow, we'll round out the weekend in the northern section with Cross Plains at Lodi, Reedsburg hosting Sauk Prairie, and Wisconsin Dells at Casanova. And in the western section, it will be Verona at Arena, Blanchardville at Belleville, Schulzberg-Benton hosting Wyota, Muscadet hosting Dodgeville, Argyle at Hollandale, and Ridgeway at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. As for yesterday's Brewer game, Jackson Churio's slow roller scored the go-ahead run in the 11th inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers went on to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-4. Ryan Thompson, the 8th Arizona pitcher of the game, entered to start the 11th with automatic runner Blake Perkins at second. Thompson hit Cooper Pratt, and Joey Ortiz sacrificed the runners to second and third. Christian Yelich was walked intentionally, and Churio hit a soft grounder to third base side. Thompson fielded it, but threw wildly, allowing Pratt to score. Grant Anderson pitched the final two innings for the Brewers, winners of four of the last five. Milwaukee, opening an 11-game trip that leads into the All-Star break, has a 6-game lead in the National League Central. Tonight's game, another late one in Arizona, an 8:40 first pitch time on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. Packer quarterback Jordan Love is called a borderline star by CBS Sports. NFL analyst Brian Diardo says Love is a tier two quarterback who hasn't reached the upper echelon at his position because his team has failed to match the success seen in his rookie season. Yahoo Sports reports that Love has turned into a solid quarterback under head coach Matt LaFleur, but Green Bay isn't paying him $220 million over 4 years to just be solid. In the behind-the-scenes report of the Bucks trade of Giannis, the sports news analyst Bill Simmons says it came down to what kind of contract extension the Boston Celtics were willing to offer Milwaukee's star. Giannis wanted a three-year extension worth $35 million of the salary's cap, and the Celtics stopped at 2 years and 30% of the cap. That's one big reason the Greek freak will play for Miami next season. LeBron James is at the center of NBA attention despite a wave of trades like Giannis, Jaylen Brown, and others. While they have moved teams, all eyes are on James. His agent, Rich Paul, says James remains the league's face. James, turning 42 in December, will play his 24th season, but not with the Lakers. His agent hinted at possible teams, including Philadelphia and New York, on the Game Over podcast. James' decision timeline is unknown, and money isn't a major factor. He seeks a title-contending team that suits his lifestyle. The wait for his choice continues. And also in sports news, of course, Juju Smith-Schuster, Cooper Kupp, and many other NFL players and other prominent sports figures made up part of the star-studded crowd for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's wedding at Madison Square Garden. Kareem Hunt was one of Kelce's many current or former Kansas City Chief teammates spotted in New York ahead of the wedding, which was also to be expected to be attended by retired Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl winning brother Jason, San Francisco tight end George Kittle, and others from football, golf, and beyond. Taking a look at other sports scores from around the league yesterday in baseball and National League action, St. Louis came out slugging as they defeated the Chicago Cubs, who have been hot as of late, winning 17-1 over Chicago. It was Washington 9, Pittsburgh 5. Atlanta defeated the New York Mets 5-3. While it was Colorado in a high-scoring game on their end, defeating San Francisco 15-3. The LA Dodgers edged out San Diego 4-3. Over in the American League, it was the New York Yankees 5, Minnesota 2. Cleveland topped the Chicago White Sox 4-3. It was Tampa Bay 3, Houston 1. Boston took down the LA Angels 5-2, while Toronto held Seattle scoreless 2-0. Baltimore blanked Cincinnati 3-0, and Miami defeated the Athletics 12-5. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks. Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints.